He was pre-Dad. I said, pre-Dad? I'm surprised you remember him. You don't remember to switch your blanket off. She said, that's different. His name's Turnbull. I said, I know. He said. I'd parked her by the war memorial on her usual seat. Well, I went and got some reading matter. Then I waited while she went and spent a penny in the disabled toilet. She's not actually disabled. Her memory's bad, but she says she prefers their toilets because you get more elbow room. She always takes forever, diddling her hands and whatnot. And when she eventually comes back, it turns out she's been chatting to the attendant. I said, what about? She said, hanging. She was in favour of stiffer penalties for minor offences. And I thought, well, we know better, our Graham and me. I wish she'd been there, love. You could have given her the statistics. Where are we going for our tea? The thing about Mam is that, though she's never had a proper education, she's picked up enough from me to be able to hold her own in discussions about up-to-the-minute issues like the environment and the colour problem, and for a woman of her age and background, she has a very liberal slant. She'll look at my guardian, and she actually thinks for herself. Dr. Chowdhury said to me, "Full marks, Graham. The best way to avoid a broken hip is to have a flexible mind. Keep up the good work." They go mad round the war memorial.